In the studio with us now, Movie Mike McGranahan is here, a professional movie critic. His website is aisleseat.com. He's a staff writer for Ranker, member of the Critics' Choice Association and Online Film Critics Society, author, massive tweeter, well, not massive, but regular, that's for sure, and let's see, fabulous father of two wonderful boys. And a good son, I hear, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got a lot of accolades. And Campus Theater sponsors his movie review every Friday on WDKOK. The movie is called Onward.
Onward finds Pixar in full-on weird mode, and it's a surprisingly good look for the company. Tom Holland and Chris Pratt provide the voices of teenage elf brothers. They cast a magic spell to bring their late father back for a day. Something goes wrong, and dear old dad only returns from the belt down. The siblings then go on a quest to find a magical stone that will allow them to bring back the top half of him. Along the way, they face many perils, including a giant cube of Jell-O. See, I told you it was weird. The movie kind of has to be a little goofy because it deals with some serious themes, namely the loss of a parent and what somebody might want to say to that parent if they had one more day together. Pixar movies have that patented formula where they make you laugh, then tug on your heartstrings at the end. Onward is no different. The wacky humor is often very funny, and there are some clever action scenes, including one involving an invisible bridge and a climactic fight with a very unusual dragon. And the ending? Yeah, it tugs on those heartstrings for sure. It might even pull them right out of your body. Onward doesn't quite hit the heights of the Toy Story movies or Inside Out, but it's another solid Pixar effort that will appeal to all ages. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Buzz Lightyears.
Okay, I'm on the Buzz Lightyear comment. Okay, so I saw the trailer. It appears just way too light of a plot to me. I called it kind of silly, but you say this is just fabulous silliness.
It really does. I mean, the first 15 or 20 minutes, I wasn't sure. And then once the formal plot kicks in, the movie gets really good, and it gets more and more fun the longer it goes on. And I saw it with our 11-year-old son. He actually said he would give it 4 stars. He loved it, too. So it is silly and goofy,
but
it's
generous with his stars, though.
Yeah, well, he hated Sonic the Hedgehog, so he's learning to kind of differentiate between what he likes and what he doesn't like, so I'm kind of proud of him for that.
Wow.
And even though he was angry that he didn't like Sonic, but it's like, you know, this is what I do, man. You go and you see the movie and you form your opinion and maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but you think about the movie and you... Anyway, I'm digressing. The point is we both loved Onward. It is very silly at times, but that silliness works and it's a nice counterbalance to the more serious themes of the plot.
All right, and it's probably a nice distraction this time of day where a lot of people are talking about the coronavirus and all that sort of thing. So this is just good lighthearted humor, good fun. Kids will like it. Rated G,
PG.
PG,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, there's some action scenes and a little bit of peril for some of the characters. That's usually enough to get a PG.
What's the youngest you would take a child to that?
To this one, you know, maybe 6 or 7 and up.
Okay. And less than that, they may not kind of follow it?
I think they would have trouble following, yeah, the story or really understanding some of what's happening from a thematic standpoint.
Okay. And what makes this so good? Is it the voiceover or is it, of course, Pixar does that ultra-high definition, just super animation. It's crazy.
Those things are both good. Tom Holland and Chris Pratt, of course, both veterans of the Marvel movies. They're terrific. But I think the issue here is really that Pixar puts a lot of emphasis on quality control and on storytelling. You know, they really hone the stories of their films before they release them. And I read an interesting article online this week about all the changes that Onward went through. And it was at one point a very different movie, but they changed some things that they felt weren't working, tried to improve some other things, and they got it to where they felt it was really good. And then that's what they released. More studios should do that. They should put the emphasis into making sure the story is as tight and as good as possible, and then release the movie.
All right, so this particular film, 3.5...
Buzz Lightyears.
Okay, good. All right, so I mentioned the coronavirus just as something where we need a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
What's the impact of the coronavirus sort of comprehensively globally?
Well, on the entertainment business, the movie business, it's really not looking so good right now. In fact, there's pretty much nothing coming out in the next few weeks. The major studios have decided to push back a lot of their films. We talked last week about the James Bond movie No Time to Die being bumped from April until November. Yesterday, there was a whole slew of them. A Quiet Place Part 2 was supposed to open 1 week from today. Paramount spent a fortune advertising it. That movie has been pushed back indefinitely. They have not determined a new release date yet. Mulan, Disney's movie, was supposed to open 2 weeks from today. That has also been pushed back to an indeterminate date. Peter Rabbit 2 was supposed to open in early April. That's been pushed back until later this year. And Paramount has a comedy called The Lovebirds that they've been advertising with Kumail Nanjiani and Issa Rae, two very funny people. That's been pushed back to a date to be determined. And finally, F9, the ninth film in the Fast and the Furious series, was supposed to open in May of this year, and they have bumped it back to April 2nd, 2021.
Oh my gosh. You
Fast and Furious fans are going to have to wait another whole year to see F9.
It just got real.
It just got real, yes.
That plus the missing toilet paper at Wise Markets, it's all getting quite real. Okay, so this is all, I just see a massive slowdown. I mean, this is going to cost jobs. This is going to cost, you know, vendors and theaters. What will theaters show if they don't have new movies?
Well, one of two things is going to happen. Either theaters will end up being like a lot of other venues and deciding to close for a couple of weeks, or they'll possibly bring in like some smaller limited release movies and just kind of circulate them and then hold on to the major releases that are already out. But, you know, it's definitely not a good situation for people who like to go to the movies. Right now, the only major studio movie on the release slate between now and pretty much the end of April is Trolls World Tour, which comes out next month, and that'll probably be bumped too. And, of course, Marvel has Black Widow slated to open worldwide on May 2nd, and the question now becomes, are they going to keep it on that date, or is Black Widow going to get bumped too? So this is starting to move into the summer movie season here. And then all of these big movies have to find other release dates. And, of course, studios schedule their tentpole movies way in advance. So trying to find room for all of these is going to be difficult. So it's just creating a massive headache. And I think that theaters are going to be scrambling for things to show.
So we may end up with, let's suppose all this shall pass. And by late summer or so, we're ready to kind of resume all this activity. We may get, Trolls World 2 plus F, well, I guess that's not going to happen, but some other major movie on
right.
the same day?
We could. I mean, they schedule their movies very carefully because they don't want to open a major movie against another major movie. Everybody wants to make as much cash as they can. But studios plan their release dates sometimes a couple years in advance. So they got to find slots for these where there's not going to be any competition and where they can kind of dominate the weekend as they were supposed to do here, you know, this month and next month.
How many blockbuster major new movies do we get each year?
There's usually one at least. If we're talking about like a major, you know, a Marvel type of thing, you know, maybe a dozen scattered over the course of the year with Christmas and summer.
But then about 40 or so maybe sort of also ran, you know, for movies that are certainly fabulous films to go see.
Yeah, and then there's quite a few of those scattered around.
So what will you bring to us on Friday? You're contractually obligated to show up no matter what.
Well, we're going to play it by ear. I mean, there are still new movies coming out today, so I'll have a review of something next week. After that, my hope is that the local theaters will bring in some smaller release films and still keep some new movies coming into the area. If not, services like Netflix and Hulu have had amazing original films that they debut every week, so we may take a look at some of them, but we're going to find our way through this, and there will still be movies to talk about.
Please do the latter. Every time I go to Hulu or Netflix, I'm looking at this, and there's 906 movies. Not a single one has a reliable review that I can depend on. That would be fabulous.
Yeah, I think we may end up doing that, at least for a few weeks here until the movies roll back in again.
I only have two apps on my phone now because of Netflix. AccuWeather, that was there already, and now Rotten Tomatoes. So I can see what see what people are saying about some of these movies because there are definitely some duds that come out, from some of these other things, in my view, of course.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's always good movies and bad movies.
But then some tremendous ones that, you know, you just don't get to talk about them. You don't get a lot happening. Okay, now let's see, a moment or so left to discuss thing. Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks and his wife Rita.
Yeah.
With coronavirus.
Tom Hanks in Australia filming a movie about Elvis, and he plays Colonel Tom Parker. He and his wife Rita Wilson were down there, and they both contracted the coronavirus, so they are currently quarantined in Australia. Tom Hanks has been updating fans with his social media. He says they're fine, they're feeling okay, they're doing this out of, you know, precaution because that's the protocol, but they're very optimistic that they will get through it, and of course we certainly send them our very best wishes. He is an American treasure, and he's down there stuck with this stupid coronavirus.
I love all the memes that came out on Facebook of him with the volleyball.
Wilson.
Right, Wilson, mm-hmm. Right, correct. The Wilson volleyball and from...
Castaway.
Right, thank you. And all the other different films that he's in. So
yep.
Saying that he was struggling down there and in isolation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Movie Mike, you gave Onward 3.5 Buzz Lightyear. So we appreciate your movie review, sponsored by Campus Theater, Lewisburg.